I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sports ad free. That's amazon.com/sports ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru podcast. A lot of the teams are starting to return to their pre-season training. Not all the teams are back, some of the teams are. A lot of the teams have got their extended squad back training, especially those that missed the finals last year or that went out in the early rounds like the Gold Coast Titans. They're back into it. I think Parramatta, they've returned over the last few days. And I love seeing these images of these guys coming back to pre-season, get an idea of who's taking them care of themselves, get an idea of who's really enjoyed themselves, been in a good paddock, which I am all for. By the way, I might be a hint that gives that away. But what I have loved is seeing all the images on social media of former players that are coming back to their former clubs or going to other clubs to help out. And there's some real legends getting around. I'll start off the very top, obviously at the Newcastle Knights. Wow. Some of the guys that are returning to the Knights, namely their eighth immortal, Andrew Johns, seeing him back there has been sensational. There was an image getting around the other day of Danny Medeiros, Kurt Gidley, Joey, Paul Harrigan, Mark Hughes. I mean, everyone is up there at Newcastle helping out, so it's great to see. Obviously, Mitchell Pearce has left over the last few days, which has been devastating for them. But to see all these old faces back there, all guys that have been successful at the Knights, some of them have won multiple premierships there, like Joey, it's great to see. You know, some of the heroes of the 2001 Grand Final, Bedsy, Hughesy, these sort of guys. Then some of the fellas from the 97 Grand Final as well. You've obviously got the Chief, Joey, these sort of fellas. So I think it's great to see these guys returning up to Newcastle, a club that is built on local juniors and their junior systems. Sensational. See, absolutely love it. Gives me movement. Over at Canterbury, the big dog has returned. Willie Mason helping out there. Did an interview with Danny Wilder. A bit of an odd fellow, Willie Mason, the way that he talks and everything. But I do like him. He's honest. He's raw. Rugby league needs more guys like Willie Mason. He walks in there. He's going to automatically help that forward pack out. And it's not so much him coaching. I heard him saying to Wilder the other day, it's just him helping out with life decisions and whatnot. Willie Mason obviously came in from Newcastle, which is obviously where Tevita Pango Jr. is from as well. So there was a little connection that helped land him at the Canterbury Bulldogs. Same as Paul Vaughan too, I believe. Willie Mason played a role in both of those. So good to see Willie Mason back there. Obviously, when I think Canterbury, I remember being there at the 2004 Grand Final, watching that absolutely monster pack rip and tear into another monster pack at the Sydney Roosters. It's two of the greatest forward packs rugby league has ever seen. Not just in 2004, ever seen. I would put those two forward packs up against just about any pack that has ever existed and know that they are going to handle themselves at a bare minimum. Willie Mason, he was the Clive Churchill medalist, the 2004 Grand Final of the night that Canterbury knocked over the Sydney Roosters. New South Wales Kangaroos, played for about 19 NRL clubs. Did it all, Willie Mason. But it's always the Canterbury Bulldogs that we will remember Willie Mason at. The big afro in 2002, coming back in 2004, winning the Clive Churchill. Wore number 8, I believe, in that game, but played in the second row. And I don't have the exact stats in front of me, but I believe he ran for like 300 metres or something, which nowadays is a really good game. In 2004, that was unheard of, especially against a team like the Roosters. And that game was scrappy as all hell. There was so much loose ball and turnover. I think it was raining from memory too. So a lot of shit that went into that incredible performance. But seeing Willie Mason back there at Canterbury, it's restoring some pride. I heard an interview that he gave with Wyther, and he said that Canterbury, they've struggled the last years. They've been up at the bottom of the ladder. And he simply said, it shouldn't be that way. It's not the Canterbury way, which you love to hear. So very excited to see him return. Another image that caught my eye, Sean Johnson sitting on the private jet next to the great man Stacey Jones. Sensational to see. Stacey Jones was sort of the guy that I pictured when I heard New Zealand Warriors when I was a kid. I straight away thought Stacey Jones. I remember growing up thinking there will never be another better Kiwi player than Stacey Jones. I remember watching him in the 2002 grand final score that unbelievable try. I think he's always very underrated compared to Joey Lockie, Freddie of that same sort of era, because he was a Kiwi and he didn't get to play Origin and do that sort of stuff. It elevates you to that next level, but one of my favorite players ever. And then Sean Johnson came along and he was sort of that guy for the next generation. He's obviously moved to the Sharks. Now he's come back to see them both on a private jet next to each other. I think SJ had some quote. I posted it on my page. I'll just get it up now. I'll read it to you. Someone had obviously sent this to Sean Johnson. It said, who would have thought back in 1995 as a five-year-old kid sitting on the couch with me watching Stacey play, who would have thought one day you would be hopping on an all expenses paid private jet, Rolex on wrist, flying with Stacey. It's movie stuff. Unreal to see. Great to see Stacey Jones at the New Zealand Warriors. I think he's been there the last few years anyway, but to see him and Sean Johnson link up, so excited for it. And the optics around that picture as a rugby league fan got me super excited, and I'm sure it's got Warriors fans super excited as well. Over at the Dragons, I've seen a number of guys helping out with their junior development. Jamie Soward, he's obviously taking on the NRLW job, which is great to see. I've seen Sean Timmins getting around there. I've seen Matty Head. I've seen Kyle Stanley. Obviously, three guys that played for the Dragons. Sean Timmins are great at the Dragons. I mentioned the other day he might be my favourite alongside Jamie Soward. Also, Frank the Tank Pritchard helping out with their junior pathways as well. Just going to get it up now. There is an Instagram page that I highly advise you all have a look, especially if you're a young guy looking to make it into the NRL or looking to get through the Howard Matt system or whatever. St. George Dragons DRL. Saint ST George Dragons DRL. That's an Instagram page to follow what the boys are up to. They're doing great things there. Spoke to them the other day. You get a little insight to the training that the Howard Matts and the SG Ball boys are doing with some of these great former players that are helping out there. So a really good insight. Jason Nightingale helping out there as well. So a heap of great Dragons getting around there. Up at the Cowboys, the great man, the legend, Jonathan Thurston, he's returned. Great to see him back in Cowboys kit, walking around training, helping out. He's been doing a bit behind the camera as well, which is always a good little giggle. Always love JT and what he does up there. So for the halves up there, especially a guy like Scotty Drinkwater to be able to work with him, Tommy Dearden to be able to work with him, it's going to be priceless. So adding Thurston to the Cowboys mix, very exciting to see, very exciting for the Cowboys, who seemingly are just lacking a bit of direction, have been for a couple of years. He will be very helpful. They've essentially lacked direction since he walked out of the building. So great to see Thurston up there helping the halves. The Tigers, Benji Marshall, he's come back on as like a brand ambassador, I think it is. I don't know why they ever let him leave in the first place, but that's another argument for another day. I've already dropped about 8 podcasts on how stupid that was. But anyway, they've welcomed him back, which is good to see. Tigers ticking the right boxes. They've also brought in another guy that I really, really like. I was talking to Jackson Hastings about him off mic the other day. He's obviously a halfback arriving at the West Tigers. Brett Camorley's there helping out, which is sensational. Now, a lot of people want to remember BK for the intercept he threw in Origin and nothing more. He's also a guy that forced an immortal in Andrew Johns to play hooker in the Kangaroos team. He's also a guy that won a Clive Churchill medal with the Melbourne Storm at halfback. He's one of the best sevens we've ever seen. I would definitely have him in my top 20 halfbacks I've ever seen, Brett Camorley. So a champion player to have him back at, well, not back, to have him at the West Tigers and helping out their halves. There's a lot of guys there fighting for the same sort of positions. I think it's unreal. A really good get. Brett Camorley, a really champion bloke and player. Don't ever underestimate Brett Camorley, a great player. Johnny Morris at South Sydney. Saw the Rabbitohs training the other day. Johnny Morris was there doing some laps along with Ben Hornby, the other assistant coach. John Morris, you all know I've got huge raps on him. I've always really liked him. I think the way that he was treated at Cronulla was bullshit. I think that he should have been kept on there. I think he should have stayed as the head coach. I think he'd earned that opportunity. But Craig Fitzgibbon, if he turns out to be the coach that the Sharks think he's going to be, that'll be the right call. But I do feel sorry for John Morris. Not many guys that gets sacked after making the finals 2 from 2 years. And then once he gets sacked, the team kind of goes to shit and doesn't make finals. So Johnny Morris, great to see him getting another opportunity at South Sydney. Still looks fit as a fiddle. They call him Mirrors Morris. I'll let you work out why his nickname is Mirrors. Pretty good looking rooster there. Up at the Brisbane Broncos. This one really got me moving. This one got me super excited. There was obviously a few guys getting around training, helping out. Corey Parker, Darius Boyd, Scotty Prince were there helping out. The one that excited me, though, was a certain photo of one Selwyn Cobbo alongside Steve Renoff. Very, very exciting to see. Steve Renoff, obviously one of the greatest centers we've ever seen, the Pearl. 92-93, that in and away try he scores on the Dragons where he goes 90 meters. Just a freak, Steve Renoff. Lovely guy as well, from what I've gathered. Used to love watching him play, especially.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you had halves like Alfie and Kevin Walters that could put him in the right spots, but he was also the king of beating the opposition without the ball. You see on that in and away try, he darts in, then he darts out as the ball's coming to him, and he sort of hits the ball on an outline. He moves to where the ball's going to be. One of the best to ever do it, Stevie Renoff. So to see him lining up with Selwyn Cobbo, who he could be in 2 or 3 years, one of the best players in this competition. He's definitely got that raw sort of ability. That really excites me. That's great to see. The last one I want to touch on, and an interesting one here, at the Sydney Roosters. I think they've just returned over the last couple of days. I saw an image of Luke Keary and Sam Walker. Now, I don't know if it's the angle of the photo that helps Sammy Walker here. I know that Luke Keary isn't a big fella, but if you get the opportunity, go and have a look. Is it on the Roosters Instagram page? I think it was. Go and have a look at some of their training photos from today and just have a look at the size of Sam Walker. It looks like he's put on a bit of weight. It looks like he's put on a bit of muscle in this image. Maybe it's where he's standing compared to Luke Keary. Maybe there's 10 metres between them and it just doesn't look like it, but he looks like he's put on a bit of size, Sammy Walker, which is really exciting, which will really help his body. Go and have a look at that one. Very good picture of Sam Walker. Hopefully it sort of tells a true story, because that's super exciting. You've also got Trent Robinson there with a couple of other guys, including Brett Morris, Matty King. Matt King's been there for a little bit, but Brett Morris, he obviously returns in a coaching role. That will be sensational for them. You got Jason Riles there as well at the Sydney Roosters. So they certainly do surround their players and their team with the right sort of guys. You've obviously got Matty King, an international, great centre and winger. Brett Morris, probably the best winger we've ever seen, if not has to be top five, I think, ever. Definitely the best of the modern era for me, probably since Wendell. And then Jason Riles, another international front rower, a state of origin front rower, had done it all, rolls in, has been around in a few systems. So good to see that Sam Walker picture, though. That one excites me. Looks like he's put on a bit of size, which could be anything for the Roosters and Sam Walker moving forward. That sums up all the things that excited me on social media that I have seen of former players and current players returning to training and everything. Really exciting times. Hopefully some of these guys can help out these systems, especially Willie Mason and Andrew Johns returning to the Canterbury Bulldogs and the Newcastle Knights. They definitely need a little boost at the moment. Hopefully these guys can give them the edge that their team needs.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.